This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rugged red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Corpus Christi way now and check in and check out with Captain Cliff Webb. It's happening again. Another drop. But we'll get him back. It happens in Corpus. We all know. If you fish down there a lot, you know about cell signals. Sometimes it just goes away. And anyway, we'll get him back up. Get him rolling. Weather looks good this morning. Like real good. Winds are still down and not calling for a lot of wind at all. Looking at some of the locations, you got west at 2 in one spot, north at 2 at another, south-southeast at 1 in another. So light and variable. Very good. Let's try them again. All right, Cliff, are you there this time?
All right, you got them here, man.
The old Corpus drop, baby. Cell phone signal dropping like the water.
Oh, man. And I get so many people that will send me a text or send me a call, and I don't get it for the next day or something. It's just, you know, our phone service is the worst on the island. It's something else, man. Anyway, all good, Mickey. All good, man.
Well, how's the water issue there? That's even popping up on national news now about the...
They handcuffing 3 or 4 people today at the meetings and taking them off. That's how mad people are. It's ridiculous, Mickey. It's hilarious.
Boy.
You know, the thing was, we paid $5 billion for the water, and the city never went and got it 5 years ago. We're just finding out that we bought this water from somewhere, and the city didn't want to truck it, so they strained our legs. You know, so all this stuff's coming out now, and it's not pretty. It's not good, man. So the water situation is pretty sad. You know. All these businesses just on dead stop, can't finish their construction or anything because of the water deal. And they've known this since 1981. You know, they've known this since 1981 and just now. But anyway, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But hanging in there, buddy.
The incompetence of people, you know, running our cities and counties and everything. It's just crazy.
Well, what happened on this deal, our local news guys busted them so bad, so... They had 84 applicants for this job, you know, for the water stuff many years ago, and they pay them like $217,000 a year. It's a great salary. And the two people that got hired were the least qualified people that does nothing, had never any experience at all, but their kids were on the same softball team as the people that hired them. It was one of those deals where they shouldn't even be in there now. I think one of our men, I think a bunch of guys are quitting and stuff and walking out, so I don't know what's going to happen. I think we're probably going to have to get some outside help here or something, Mickey. God almighty. But anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy. What are y'all at, 11% now, capacity or something?
Oh, it's ridiculous now.
That's just critical.
So, yeah, it's weird, man, and they're still, you know, everybody's still building swimming pools, putting them in, hot tubs, and, you know, we got a water park they're putting in and letting the water parks run. It's just, I mean, the management stuff is crazy. And, you know, our refineries use 70% of our water.
Yeah.
You know, so the refineries, I don't know what they're going to do when they run out of water. So
we'll see what happens.
It's kind of interesting down here, buddy. But anyway, so I'm just fishing and hunting and surfing and just not drinking a lot of water.
Fishing, hunting, and surfing. Boy, what a life.
Yeah. I did. I had a great week. You know, I just, I surfed yesterday and been fishing. We had a really cool day on the beach the other day. I guess a couple of days ago, my wife and I at the beach, and early in the morning, these fish are pushing this bait up against the shore. Like 2 foot from the shore, the birds are just everywhere, and there's anchovy, glass minnows everywhere, and skipjack, and giant balls of hardheads. I mean, there'll be balls of hardheads on the beach that are 1,000 hardheads in a ball. Right,
really?
On the surf. Never, ever seen this before. And, I mean, just devouring stuff, big hardheads with their tails out of water. And you can't throw in there without catching a hardhead. You know, so what we're doing is we're getting up on the high banks where the banks are real high so we can see the guts. And we're staying up there till 11, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're starting to see these big trout as the tide's dropping out, cruising down the first gut, pushing these mullet stuff up against the bank and eating them. And my wife and I are sitting there, and this big old trout 30 inch fish came down the gut, and I'm just getting ready to put the surfboard in. We're, you know, gonna go home. It's getting hot, and Carol goes, look at that trout. And so we grab a rod and we follow this fish down the beach, and we chunk at her, and she come to these little bitty potholes in the surf. They're like a bit of a little indentation that's, you know, probably knee deep, and she'd lay in that indentation. And, you know, I throw at her, and she'd get out of that one, she'd go to the next one. But she never turned one time on anything I threw. You know, I downsized my leader and just absolutely no interest in what I'm throwing, you know. And as I'm doing this, Mickey, I look down, and there is a flounder in the surf. I know this flounder is 7 or 8 pounds. It is an absolute doormat. And it kind of does a little quiver, kind of hovers, and it gets up and starts cruising down the bait about 10 feet from the shore. And he's all lit up, spotted, just big. And I'm throwing stuff at him and nothing. I throw a little John at him. I wait and he flip it right in front of me. He's going to eat it. I didn't eat it. I go run back to the truck. I tie on a paddle tail. I run down the beach. I find him again. I throw at him. This went on for 30 minutes. He never ate nothing. I never seen a flounder not eat like that.
Well, when you went back to the truck, you should have grabbed a gig.
That's what wife's saying. You know, I didn't have a gig, but God, he was, I don't know. He was so big, and I don't know if I would have gigged him. He's just a big old female. I don't know. I couldn't have stuck him. I wanted to catch her anyway, but he let her go. But she was a big one, man. But
that's awesome.
And then I caught a fish. I caught a fish on Wednesday. No one can identify on the surf. I'm going to send you a picture of this. Have no idea what it is. I thought it was some type of mangrove snapper. I flip a little John out there, and bump, I catch it. Feels like a real good trout. Reel it up, and I go, well, it's a snapper. It's a mangrove snapper, and it's got a yellow belly, and it's got black stripes, and it's got a big snapper mouth with teeth like a dog tooth snapper. Don't know what it is. And so I showed it to everybody, and I go to that little chart with all the fish in it, you know, and there's nothing on that chart. So anyway, I'm going to send you a picture a little bit, and maybe you guys have caught something like this. But I caught an open beach. You didn't catch it next to the rock. It was an open beach.
Man, that's,
you know,
out of my pay grade, sounds like.
I don't know. That's what's so fun about fishing.
Like that.
Yeah. Fishing the Gulf, you never know what you're going to catch, you know? I mean, yeah, it's just nuts. Anyway.
That's what a lot of people like about saltwater fishing. You never know what you're going to catch.
No. You know, and that's what's so cool about the beach. You know, you get spooled by tarp any time on the beach. That's fun, man. But and we've been surfing. The surf's been big. I got another paddle out to do. We got two surfers passed away, so we're doing another 200 or 300 people paddle out today for Spread His Ashes at Bob Hall Pier, because this guy almost made pro. You know, he was so good. He almost made the pros, and so he passed away. So we're going to do another paddle out for him today, but it's just it's crazy, you know, how many old fishermen and surfers we're losing here. Dang, man. It's all good. Did some bird hunting yesterday, and I definitely stayed away from the cactus. I stayed in the open field, Mickey. I got away from that cactus after last week, you know.
You think that thing was a lane snapper?
I don't know. I'm going to send you a picture of it. I don't know what it is. Never seen it, ever. No idea.
Did it have a dot on it?
Nope. No dot on it. I thought it was that.
Then.
Nope. No idea. I'm going to send you a picture of it. When at the break, I'll send you a picture. You see what you think. But anyway, no. I go dove hunting back in Alice yesterday. And last weekend, it was really hot. It was like 108 degrees. And I had the cactus incident. And I took Donnie, the guy that I took last week, you know, with the bird film on the cactus, and I got stuck by the cactus and all that stuff with a stick, you know. And Donnie says, well, you didn't tell the rest of the story about that bird. And I says, what do you mean? He says, well, you didn't tell what happened after you got the bird out of the cactus. And I forgot. So, you know, I got that stick, and I messed around. Finally got that bird out of the cactus. I crippled him, and, you know, I got stuck by the cactus. And, yeah, finally got the bird out, and I'm so mad. It's my last bird. And I got him in my hand, Mickey. And I'm walking back to the truck, and I'm done. I'm gonna get some water. And he's still alive, you know. So I pull his head off, and I flop him on the ground, and let him bleed out. He flops around and goes in a gopher hole, without a head.
Oh boy!
He's flopping around. He goes right in this gopher hole, and everybody's laughing. So, you know, I got a grubbing hole in the back. I says, I'm getting my bird, but I just reached my hand down there and got his foot. But he had no head, and I threw him right next to a little hole, and he flops out and goes in that hole. But that was one of the hardest bird retrieves I think I've ever done. You know, I've chased ducks in the flats and stuff, but that dove was, you know, I chewed that one slow. That was a tough one, man.
Man.
But anyway, we went back out there yesterday, and we can only shoot white wing, and there were still plenty of white wing, but not quite as many. But we were able to get a good number of white wing. And my buddy Greg is he's from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. He moved away. He used to live here, and we used to hang out. Then he moved away for about 20 years up there and worked up in Upper Peninsula, and he shot partridge up there. And that's all he ever shot. He never shot dove. And so he's been shooting dove with me now for about 10 years. And when he first started shooting here, he was used to, you know, he wasn't used to shooting dove. He didn't hit them very many. Well, yesterday he found his niche. He was whacking them yesterday. It was good to watch him.
He got in the zone. Yeah.
He finally, after all these years, he finally got in the zone. I was watching him make some great shots yesterday, so that was pretty cool.
Well, tomorrow you'll be able to shoot anything you want.
Yeah, I'm going to rest today and lick my wounds. I don't know if I'll go back out tomorrow. I'm just, you know, that's what's so bad about being old. You fish, you surf, you dove hunt. You need a day just to kick back.
You have to have recovery days, man.
Yeah, you know. And today I'm going to do that paddle out. I'm going to fish a little bit in the surf. I'm going to do the paddle out, you know, and get back to the house and chill out. But yesterday was so much cooler than we've had in a long time, you know.
Right.
It was a lot cooler in Alice than it has been.
Okay. Well, that's it was nice early in the week. It's warm back up here. It's summertime again.
Yeah, it was so nice. But Alice, we had those rainstorms around yesterday, the clouds, and you know, last week it was 108 degrees while I was bird hunting, and it just, you know, that's hot, buddy.
That's hot.
And yesterday, you know, we were able to have a nice little breeze with the all thunderstorms all around us and have the clouds, you know. But the cool thing, these birds were flying 60, 70 miles an hour with that wind. They were going, they had a tailwind of 30, and boy, it was fun. You know, you really had to get out in front of them, you know, to shoot them. I shot my 12 gauge yesterday, which really helped.
Yeah.
But man, there were like missiles coming across there. It was fun.
Yeah, they get that wind really behind them, they can scoot.
Yeah.
Buddy.
They can,
small
man.
Target too. They look a lot smaller when they're flying that fast too.
Yeah,
man.
It is. And I learned those birds, you know, like when they're coming at me, I shoot down them real early because it takes so long for them to hit the ground. They'll go in the brush behind you. So I try to shoot them in the face. I don't wait till they get at 12 o'clock. I shoot them at 3 o'clock or, you know, 2 o'clock.
Well, when you get so good, many, you can make them drop right at your feet, man.
Yes, sir. That's what I was trying to do. But I have some of my hunters, you know, in our lease that don't bird hunt a lot, and they shoot everything at 12 o'clock. They wait till it's overhead. And then they're trying to catch their gun barrel behind them, you know.
Yeah.
You want to shoot the bird in front of you. That's the whole key to a front shot. You know, the side shots are different. When the bird's coming at you, you know, get him at 3 o'clock. Let that shot run into him, you know. So, anyway, I say all that stuff, and I still miss them, but that's the way you're supposed to do it. But anyway.
Well, that's dove hunting. You're going to miss. Let me knock this break out, Cliff. Be right back at you, buddy. All right. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop and have all of your wild game processing done. Nothing like it. Their meat market and wild game processing facility are right next door to one another. And you buy the store, check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And along with their bulk pricing, it's available on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage and stuffed pepper, stuffed mushrooms, all the trimmings. And their chuck wagon patties, check these out. Half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese and all their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky and turkey jerky, dry sausage and dry sticks, and their processing facility, excellent service, excellent quality. I mean, you know, deer season's right around the corner, and they do such a fine job with all their different blends of sausage, their summer sausage, the way they tenderize your back straps, their burger, even Italian sausage, it's all good. And no place like the Belleville. They've been celebrating serving the greater Houston community for over 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 6:19 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back, my friend.
All right, man. All right.
Man, that fish, that's some kind of grunt.
I don't know what that is. I never
Well, with the
like
hook
it.
In its mouth and it, you know, with the stripes coming down from the top to the bottom instead of crossways, you know, parallel to the fish. There, most of the grunts' stripes run parallel to the fish, but I'm looking at one here. It's in the grunt family, and this picture was from Mexico. It's a Mexico fish.
Maybe that's where it's from. I've spent all my life, I never caught one.
But I don't, it just doesn't have the yellow on the belly. Most of the yellow's up with the stripes. And the configurations and fins are kind of the same, but it has a white belly. Man, I've got a million of them up on my screen right now, grunts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
so
it looks like.
So is that, a grunt is in the snapper family, or? I mean, what, I don't know anything
well,
about
actually,
that.
Well, actually,
like
it's
sea bass, or?
Well, it's kind of like in the croaker and whiting and that kind of family, pinfish and things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I let it go. I didn't know what it was, but it had some meat on it. I was going, you know, we could pan fry that thing. It kind of looked like something you ate in Mexico, you know, with the big old fillets on it. I turned it loose, but, you know, God, that was a weird looking fish, dude. And catch it in the surf, though, not next to the rocks. We're anywhere close to the rock. We're on open beach. You know, to catch them on soft plastic, that was really weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not any kind of jack. There's a certain kind of jack but it has the jackfish forked tail. This has a flat tail.
Yeah, and it had big teeth like a dog snapper. The big teeth, top teeth, you know, were like fangs, like a dog snapper. You know, so that's why I thought it must have been. And it, you know, grunted and, you know, it was just a real strong fish.
Yeah.
Let it loose and it took off. Whatever it is, it's still out there. I don't know what it is, but anyway.
I don't know what's.
But the amount of bait we got in our surf right now, I don't know if you got the same thing, but I mean, there's birds working everywhere in the surf. But if you can't sight cast those big trout, you have a hard time hooking up because there's so many skipjack. Like you throw out a skipjack, hits you, set the hook, he jumps out, the plug comes out, hits the water, another skipjack jumps on it, you know. So it's just like you almost have to sit there and look for the trout. Or, you know, find an area that there's not so many skippies. And that's what's so hard about, you know, catching them in the surf right now. But they are in there, man.
Yeah.
You know, in our bay.
I'm just waiting. Leave.
Yeah, right. I know the skippies is serious. But the hard balls of hard heads, everybody's saying that. We've never seen it. We've seen them in the bay before. But, the you know, hundreds and hundreds of the hard heads right up on the beach like that, you normally don't see that, you know.
What size are they? Are they like they've been, you know, fresh spawned fish or what?
No, they're big. They're big.
Oh, they're big?
Like two-pounders.
Okay.
Yeah, two-pounders, you know, and they're
Ooh,
not little ones. And they're just
big hard heads.
I think they're just, yeah, eating those glass minnows up. But you can just see it. It's like a big black ball moving down the beach. And it's, I love somebody throwing into them. It's just instant hook up with a hard head, you know. You got to deal with it, you know. But that's pretty crazy what I'm seeing right there. And then, you know, I took my boat in to get everything worked on. It should be done this week and be back in the bay system. I'm getting some reports from the bay, but not a lot of people fishing this time of year. The guys that are just, you know, our bay just full of fish. So
yeah,
we've had some kind of
off right now.
Yes, we've had a lot of tide movement right now, so that is really good to get our bays flushed out.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of, you know, with the fall equinox coming up, it's really going to get better too.
Yeah, you know, starting to see some flounder show up. A couple more days of this north wind, we'll see a little bit of a flounder run. We're still off on our flounder in general. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know what you guys are doing up there, but it seems like down south and up north.
It's mediocre. Catching. Now, we'll think we got millions of them once they all start to fall and then stack up before they leave, but it's but, you know, you catch them here and there. I mean, they're all over the place, but.
Yeah,
but you don't get them where you can stand there and just, you know, keep throwing and catching them and catching them and catching them like we used to do back in the day. But I mean,
I remember that you couldn't get it down there without a thump. That's what the land cut was like, you know, in the fall. Doug Burton had those little side channels run back a 9-mile hole, and when that current came out of the hole with all the bait, you just sit on those corners and just catch the heck out of them. And you just don't do that anymore. But now when you go to the land cut, you'll every morning if you get there real early, you'll see six or seven flounder boats leaving the cut. You know, so that's probably what's going on.
Stabbing them all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, everything's so sophisticated now. Flounder just doesn't have a chance at night. I mean, with especially in the clear water areas down on your end of the coast where it's always, you know, flounder water. And with the lights we have and, you know, the flounder boats, and I mean, it's easy pickings.
I wish I could send you this video of the guys that, I guess a couple of weeks ago, got really, really flat in the Gulf. Remember, it was super flat?
Yeah.
And they took this giant flounder boat out to the jetties in Port Aransas over to St. Joe Island, and they turned those lights on and went down the edge of the jetties. And you ought to see it. It is unbelievable. The amount of big trout, snook, tarpon, flounder. It's just like an aquarium. You know, looking at 30-inch trout just going down right up, and all of them are just right up against the rocks. You can tell that they're tucked up in there, getting away from the predators, all the little nicks and curves. You know, and you think about, why don't we fish those rocks at night? There's nobody out there at night, you know, over there on St. Joe Island. They don't spend the night like they used to. Mm-hmm. But the amount of fish that are on those rocks in the surf at night when it's calm like that. And you got to realize that on open beach, they don't have any structure to tide. They got to outrun everything. But if you want to relax a little bit, you're going to find you some rocks and tuck in there to chill out so a shark won't eat you. You know, so that's what they're doing.
But, yeah.
I've never seen a flounder boat do that. You know, go right down the rocks, all the way to the tip, right next to the rocks. And the guy sent me the video, and that is unbelievable looking, all the trout and snook you're seeing. It goes to show you we're not catching a tenth of what's there.
No, we're just scratching the surface.
No. And I got Bob, the guy that fishes the surf a lot, my friend. You know,
Fly Rod Bob, baby.
Yeah, Fly Rod Bob. He's out there today. So this time of year, he and I, we fish the end of the jetties for these tarpon. They're about 20 to 40 pounds, and they just come around. They come all over the jetties this time of year. And Bob will use a fly, but he also uses a spinning reel with real light line that holds about 600 yards of line. And a real limber, like 7.5, 8-foot rod, so he can lift the plugs up around the rocks. And he throws that little bitty meridine, that little tiny one, you know, and he turns the nose sideways, and he puts a little cone weight on the nose where it sinks down. And those
plus when you pull it, it'll wag a little bit with that ring, you know, that eye turned sideways. Like, that's what we used to do to 51 series. We'd turn the eye sideways and make it wobble when you'd pull it.
That's exactly what it's doing. And awesome. So you can't throw it with a bait caster. I tried, you know, it's just like Backlash City. So
yeah,
Bob,
it's too tiny. Bob, yeah, it's too light.
Bob gave me a spinning reel, a pin that holds 600 yards of 15 braid. And so I got it hooked up, waiting for those tarpon. I've never hooked them on the beach. I want to put one on the rocks. You know, I've had them in my hand, but I actually hadn't got a picture. You know, so this year we're going to spend a little time walking out at Port. You can walk out on Port Aransas on those end of the jet. It's a long walk, but those tarpon get thick this time of year around the tip of the rocks. And you hope you don't hook a big one, you're going to lose all your line. But hope we can hook some of those smaller ones. And it's so fun to hook
They're
a tarpon
thick
on the
this
beach.
Year. I'm seeing a lot of that 20 to 40 pound class tarpon being caught everywhere. Even down Bryan at Port Isabel, Port Aransas, Port O'Connor.
Yeah, a lot of small tarpon. And that's got to be good, Mickey. That means to show you that the class of fish coming up. I've been waiting to see something big for Bryan. You know he's hosing them down there. I know Bryan's just doing great down there. I haven't seen any pictures, but definitely going to try to get down and fish with him in November.
He's
I want to
out
see
some snook right now.
Is he? Oh, man. Yeah. I think November the snook is the
Oh, that's when it's supposed to be the best. But, I mean, he's doing pretty good right now with topwater.
Right now.
You know, in the dark and right before daylight, you know, on mangrove snapper and tarpon.
Yeah, I caught those snook with him on topwater. That is like a train wreck, that strike. That's fun, isn't it?
I caught a big one in Florida one time fishing for redfish, man. God,
yeah, please, you were telling me that. It was
what
okay.
a deal.
That was cool. That was fun, man. You've got to forget about those redfish. You catch that snook. What am I doing here with these redfish? Man. But
we're
I had
in this big cove behind a golf course, and there was a tee box there, and there was like four guys standing on there waiting to tee off, and they heard that blow up. Every one of them looked straight over our boat, and stuck their hand up in there like, all right, they knew what that sound was.
Man, it makes a certain pop and sucking
oh,
cool
yeah.
sound. You know, last time I fished with Fred took me down to fish with Brian. And so Brian and I come in the front of the boat, and Fred's kind of kicked back, sitting on the back, you know, and it's right at daylight, you know, and when we caught a couple snook, and Fred throws out behind both of our lures, right behind both our lures, and catches the biggest snook. He twitched it, cried, and just boom. We threw right where that snook was, and evidently, you know, the third time it made him mad, but, you know, Fred caught a really nice snook. That was pretty cool. He was at our ranch yesterday putting corn in everybody's feeder. He's awesome, man. He'll drive all the way to Houston, come down here to Alice and work on the feeders and stuff. And he just got on
like
Chris
Blaine,
Coulter.
Man.
Yeah, he sounds like he's a lot. He got on Chris's place over there in Bayside. That is an amazing place over there. He's got some big bucks, and he got on that lease too. But they got some. They kill some 170s, 180s over there pretty often.
Golly.
You know, crazy what they got going over there. And it's all because they let the deer get old. They don't shoot anything under 7.5. You know, you don't see many deer. When you see one, it's a stud.
Wow. Well, that's what you want.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing some great pictures this year.
Let me knock this break out, Cliff. I'll come back.
All right.
Well, Bayou City Angler, that's Houston's fishing outfitter. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. Wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, and lures. A great inventory of Waterloo rods like the Slam Mag and the HP Light. They got plenty of those. And that's hard to find premium rods in one location like that. Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sims gear, and Southerly, and Poncho, just to name a few. An offshore tackle for the serious angler. Be sure to go by and visit today. It's a very nice tackle store. They're having their soft grand opening, and this is a tackle store trusted by our community with great service. Easy to find, 8933 Katy Freeway next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, that's 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number, 832-831-3104, Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I got a really nice text.
You there?
Yeah, I got a bunch of interference noise.
Oh, okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, man. It's all good. You got a really nice text and what?
Yeah, I barely hear you. It's got a whole bunch of noise in there. Yeah.
All right. Well, do we need to redo this call?
Yeah, I can barely. It's just super, super loud. Mickey, don't see if it goes away, man. That's crazy.
Okay. Well, let me hang up, and I'll have Jace call you right back. See if we
can get a better connection. Barely hear you, Mickey. Sorry, man. Call me right back.
That's all right. No problem. All right. I'll try it, Jay. See if we can get him back and get him going again. Man, for the love of me, I can't find that picture. I can't identify anything with this picture that he sent me. The closest I can get to it, you know, it's kind of got that snapper look a little bit, but it's mostly a grunt look, and I've looked at all these different grunts. I mean, there's a ton of different species, and I can't find one that resembles this fish. It does have that yellow. I found a couple that might be close to it, but they don't have the yellow underlie of the belly area. They're all snow white, but it has a square tail on it like a trout. And then I just don't know. Pretty cool looking fish, though. We got him back. Let's try that.
I'm here, Mick. Thank you, man. That was crazy high-pitched. You know, it was so loud I couldn't hear you. That was some kind of a electronic deal there. That was weird.
Yeah, well, we got
but
you
anyway,
now. Looks good.
Yeah, I got a text from one of my guys. That he's a man without a boat. I love this guy, Scott. He fishes all over, you know, Galveston and just everywhere without a boat. And he's been fishing the beach, maybe at Galveston or whatever, but he's been sending me some great pictures. He said all this week we catch some really nice fish in the surf. Just, man.
Right.
It's exciting to see how many fish we got in the surf, man. But, you know, I think that the key to this really, really clear water and so much bait is the first 15 minutes of light. And, you know, right at dark is you've got a chance. Then you got to wait till midday where you got a target where you can actually see a fish to throw at, because there's so many other fish in the water. You're just not going to, you know, catch anything because a skipjack or something else going to beat you to the punch. So,
yeah,
kind of what's going on here. It's crazy, man. But that Bob Hall pier they're building here, Mickey, is nuts. They're really working fast on it. And that's the first structure that, you know, since the jetty's coming down the beach. And before those guys are not driving pilings right now, if there's not a lot of noise, those fish are stacking up around that pier already.
Really?
You know, I think, it's amazing how the guys are going out there, you know, at daylight, and they're throwing live bait, but they're anchoring up and throwing into those pilings and just catching everything around that pier, so... That's one thing I used to love to do is walk out on the Bob Hall pier and places. And, you know, middle of the day, all these people on the pier, none of them have any sunglasses, and they're throwing way out there in the deep water. And you look down, and there's all these big trout and snook just swimming all
right
around
by the pier.
Yeah. Right by the pier. And nobody can see them, you know.
And they're throwing them way out away from them instead of just dropping it straight down.
I know it. And the only guy that ever figured out was Doodah Baker. You know, he fished that fly rod there. He's the guy that whistled doo-dah, doo-dah all the time. He'll call me Doodah Baker.
Doodah Baker.
Yeah, he whistled that song all the time, doo-dah, doo-dah. But you could hear him on the pier. You walk out and he'd be whistling that song. But he had a fly rod, and when those little bitty black minnows, whatever they are, that swarm up in the tarpon, I guess they're anchovies or glass minnows, he'd take a fingernail, those fake fingernails, and paint them black and put a hook in it with a fly rod and hook those tarpon and snook off that pier. He didn't land many of them because they get around the pilings, but you talk about eating it quick. When you match what they're eating, those tarpon just come up and just suck those little ones up. But he would throw it out there when they'd roll, and he would catch them on the pier. But I miss just going out there and seeing it, Mickey. That's so cool in midday to walk out there and look at these big trout just swimming down the bar. And it helps you as a fisherman to realize where they are, you know, in the bar position. You know, they're not on top of the bar. You know, they're either on the inside of the bar for the first gut, or they're way up against the bank. When they're up against the bank, they're really eating. because they're pushing stuff shallow. When you see them out there in two or three bars up on top or on the edges of them, they're just cruising. But when they pull up on that first bar like that, man, it's game on. So,
Tony, that's what I like to do. One of our buddies, he texted me wanting to know, said to ask Cliff about, you know, the dove place with real sunflowers. He's seen a place, you know, up around him that looks really good. Or is that what y'all are hunting right now, sunflowers or what?
They didn't plant, you know, not on our place, but around us. You know, we got them all around Hallis. They plant those commercial sunflowers around us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird. I got several places to hunt. My son's place in Mathis, you know, he's just got millions of mourning dove, but just a handful of white wing. I got millions of white wing. And then yesterday, the mourning dove started showing up with the white wing. And so I don't know if they're cutting some fields or something and it's making these birds move around, or it's just a migratory thing. But, you know, what these farmers do in our area is they rotate their crops. One year they plant cotton and the next year they plant maize.
Yeah.
Well, so one year you have kind of a slow year dove, and then the next year they'll plant maize in the same area and you've got birds everywhere.
Covered
and
up.
So I don't see we have as many birds right now as I did last year. I mean, it's plenty to shoot, but I'm thinking that may just be a grain thing. Because we're hearing, you know, across maybe 4 or 5 miles away where that sunflower place is, it sounds like Argentina. So I think they're drawing a lot of our birds over there. It's just like boom, 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 boom all day long.
Well, that's true. It depends on the crops, man. It's all agriculture related.
Yeah, you know.
And that's what they want right now. And if that's what they want, it's,
And I cleaned my birds.
That wild bird seed mix I have has those sunflowers and all that in them. The squirrels and the doves are always fighting over the feeder. So they can get all the good stuff out of there and leave the little stuff for the wrens and finches and everything else. Even baseball players like sunflowers.
Yeah, right. I love it when they chew them in my boat. Those sunflowers are just a kiss of death. So they spit them in the boat. They're like a suction cup. They suck to the bottom. You got to peek it. They do not wash out. It just makes me crazy. That's what I tell you, man. Spit that over the side if you don't mind.
Oh, man. Between that and the skull, it can make for a messy boat.
You know, it's so funny because I remember the year the dip and dive was big, and these guys would bring these little jars of dip and dive.
Oh, yeah.
And they would dip the tail in, and it would drip on the side of your boat. So you had a chartreuse line on the side of your boat with all this dip and dive. Everybody went nuts on dip and dive. I said, look, you know, dip that stuff before you get in the boat. You know,
yeah, you dip that at home. And then bring it, package it up and bring it, man. No dipping on the boat.
Yeah, but it's funny how we realize now in this clear water that the chartreuse tails don't work as good. I had these people come down in the summer, and they want to fill these big soft plats with these big chartreuse tails. They do not work.
No.
They want natural small baits with no chartreuse, no tails, look more natural. Now, in the winter, when you have a lot less bait fish, the fish are really on the prowl. They'll hit those bigger baits, bigger paddle tails, bigger profile, dirtier water. But in the summertime, less current, clearer water.
More natural looks.
More natural. Especially in Port Mansfield. When I go down to fish with Jay down there, you know, we throw a lot of that opening night. You know, that real clear, real subtle stuff.
Yeah.
No tail, you know.
Anything with kind of an incandescent look to it.
Right. And I got a good box of Bass Assassins in the mail from Robin. I talked to him yesterday. And, boy, all that flamingo flash and all that new colors he's got looks so good. He's going to make the flamingo flash in that PV. I think he's going to do it just for Plog. I think Plog's been killing those fish on that PV. So I think he's going to make a couple different colors in it. It's like the Little John, that shape of the Little John, that PV.
Everybody's knocking that off now.
They are.
I know Gulp has a bait like that, same, you know, configuration.
Yeah, and it works, too. I've seen some guys on my boat whack them.
You know, I remember when I first got those from Mirror Lures years ago, I'm going, man, what is this supposed to imitate?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
I think my first cast on one, I caught a 5-pound trout on it. I said, my gosh. And
they work in the surf, too. That's amazing.
It works everywhere.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They got a new color they sent me. Little John sent me some stuff. I talked to Mike Herring today, and Mike Herring had the guys from Bates Reel down wanting to fish with me next Wednesday. Of course, I don't have a boat, just my luck.
Right.
They're in town, the Bates guys, and I'm without a boat, you know. But they've got some really new colors on Little John. They've got a watermelon gold that looks really good, Mickey. I just got a
bet it does.
Seen it. it looks pretty. And they're putting the bigger flakes in it instead of the small little bitty flakes. They're putting bigger flakes, and I think the fish can see it a lot better. You can definitely see a lot better in the water.
You know that chartreuse bait they made a few years ago? You know, I just called it a lemon drop, but it was that it had those big flakes in it. It looked like ice.
Yes,
and,
that's what they're doing.
Man, I had a fall and a winter with that bait up in the top end of Trendy several years ago. It was just, and that was the bait to throw. I mean, you could throw other things and catch fish, but not like that bait was doing that year. It was just nuts.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I had this group of guys that really, they custom spray paint Little Johns. These guys are really good fishermen. I haven't seen them in a while. I guess they're probably fishing with somebody else that's better. But anyway, they had some really custom.
I doubt that.
They had some really custom Little Johns, and they were so good. These guys are so good with Little Johns. But, man, they painted them all these different colors. And I go, where'd you get that? I ever seen it. I go, no, you won't see that. I painted it. But I think they, I don't know, it's not a dip and dye. It's an airbrush.
It's probably an airbrush type deal.
You know, but you see some really Gucci baits right now. Golly, it's just, somebody gets in my boat and go, where did you get that? Oh, so-and-so painted it or so-and-so's making it. You know, it's just like all the corky situations. Look at all the people making soft dimes and corkies now with all the Gucci colors.
All the custom stuff, you know.
It's just nuts.
Well, those people have a lot more time on their hands than a full-time fishing guide does. We just fish with what we get.
You know, my deal is, so I have all these thousands of old corkies hanging around. I want to use them, but then I start looking at the hardware on them. I go, man, you know, these split rings and stuff aren't quite what I'm throwing with the other custom corkies and stuff I'm throwing now. And I know back when I was using, you know, 15 or 12-pound mono and real limber rods, I had a better chance of landing these big fish with these hardware that wasn't quite as good, you know, the smaller split rings and the weaker hooks. But now that I'm using braid, you know, I'm having to use, the split rings are better, the hooks are better, simply because you don't realize how much more pressure you put on a fish with braid. But, you know, you really can set the
hook. Well, you have no
mono.
Forgiveness. You know, with braid, there's no forgiveness, especially if you're using a stiffer rod. If I use braid, I use it on a more limber action rod than I would with mono. And with mono, I'll use a little bit stiffer rod,
right?
And kind of to have that, you know, get that forgiveness factor just right, so you're not ripping lips and losing big fish. Well, it's not like I'm getting big fish every day anymore. Anyway, up here, we're getting there. It'll be a time, but
I know it. You know, I throw that Ultra Mag a lot. That Waterloo Ultra Mag. I just don't lose many fish on that rod. It's weird. It's got the perfect cushion, you know, for braid. It's probably one of my favorite rods ever. I like the Carbon Mag. My wife really likes the Carbon Mag. She's kind of stole my Carbon Mag.
Right.
But on the Carbon Mag, I think one of the tricks is I use a longer mono leader on my Carbon Mag. Gives it a little more flex on the head shake. You know?
Right. You'll get a little stretch, sure.
Yes. And what the game is won or lost sometimes is on the initial hook set with the stiffer rod. So you got a big fish that just dumped the corky. And if you reel down on them and whip it real fast and set the hook, you're going to get a little pop there. And you can pop the leader at the knob. You can pop it anywhere.
Right.
But if you kind of reel down to him and just kind of ease into the set, and then as you bow up.
That's what
in,
I do with braid. Exactly,
yes,
what
and
you're doing right
really,
there.
Yes, it seems to really get a better hook set.
Just
and then once the fish.
Kind of like tighten up on him, basically, instead of that
tighten
big,
up on him, you know.
Massive hook set like we do with mono.
Yes, and I've learned that because I was popping some big fish off. And,
sure.
You know, so it just seems to, and I lay that rod down, you know, down low, and then when he starts running away, you know, that's kind of when I really kind of put a little pressure on it, because you figure that hook's pulling back into him. But it does change your hook sets, the mono versus the braid. You know, we don't whip it like we used to with that mono.
Right.
But boy, that braid has helped me, Mickey, around the rocks, man.
Well, sure, you have to use it around structure and things like that, where you can put pressure on that fish and drag them out of there. They take you in there, you're done, no matter what kind of line you're throwing.
Yeah,
your history.
Yeah. That is so true, you know. And
wonder how many fish are landing them rocks, and they just laugh at you when you troll them over by, going, yeah, I've seen this guy before. He's hooked me three or four times. I'm not going for that.
I like that poster of those dove. These dogs
oh, yeah.
on the pub.
They're sitting there going, that's the same guy. We don't have to worry about him. He misses.
Yeah. Are we're those safe. The same guys last year? Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. We're safe, man.
Oh, my God, man. But, yeah. And so have you heard from Blaine what his horns are like now? He should have had a perfect amount of rain for some good horns.
He did, and it's gonna be hard to beat last year. But I think he thinks that he's going to. You know, it's just everything fell in place, and he's seeing some really nice deer. And
he's got a
giant nine pointer keeps walking up in the yard. It came all the way up in the courtyard on the carpet and drank water out of the bird bath the other evening
no
while they're
way.
Sitting there on the porch. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's cool. Well, you know, it's not having all the traffic from all the people walking across.
Well,
the
Well, that's true. Or, you know, everything's relaxed.
No
trucks and everything running up and down the roads and.
Yeah.
But those deer down there, they get used to that. They know. Well, the big bucks really know because they say, well, here comes those idiots in here again. We'll just lay low in our bedding grounds here and wait till the trucks come back and pick them up and go back to the lodge, and we'll come out and
then they'll come out and eat. They're pretty smart, you know. When I worked for Kennedy Ranch, the first place we opened up was 230,000 acres, never been hunted. And I had to scout. They just threw me in there and says, yeah, in 2 weeks you're going to have hunters. You need to learn this area. And so I got my Suburban. I just stayed lost all the time. I just drove around everywhere, you know. But these deer, the only traffic they ever saw was the Border Patrol vehicles and then some oil field vehicles. And so you could just drive right by these deer, and they don't pay any attention to you at all. But if you stop that truck and get out, they haul. They're gone. But as long as you're driving, once you put the brakes on, the head comes up, and you better judge him right. And it's just funny how smart those whitetail are. But after they got shot at a few times out of the truck, they kind of got weary of it. But that was something else to just be able to drive miles and miles and pick your glasses up and see these big bucks out in that Sacagawea grass and just pretty much be able to drive right up to them, you know. I think Mr. Cabela's called me, and he said, I'm hunting down there with you next week, Mr. Webb. Said, what kind of camo would I need? I said, bring a blue shirt. It matches the interior of my Suburban. You know, that's about the only camo you needed was a blue shirt.
Blue shirt. Matches the interior.
My interior was blue. Matches the interior, you know. But that was crazy how we did that, man.
You know, I used to do that, you know, try to match the skyline and all that. You know, when you were wading shallow in real clear water back in the day, you know, back in the upper end of Trinity Bay when we had all those big trout back there at that time. And, you know, I believe in that because if you had any other kind of clothing on, I'd always wear a light blue, like sky blue hat and shirt and all that. And they didn't profile you as bad. You had some darker clothing on or something lighter, and you could see them wake off and leave you.
Sure.
And that's when we'd have to get down on our knees and keep a real low
sir,
profile
low
in the water.
Profile. Exactly.
And then make those long casts like that.
Uh-huh. It's funny you said that because Bob, the guy that fishes the rocks all the time, was always wearing a white shirt and a white hat. And I side cast with him a few times. And I said, hey, Bob, man, you know, you realize that these fish from day one, are the white is a predator. It's an egret or it's a white pelican. They're scared to death of white because as a small fish, white was the kiss of death.
Well,
so
seagull, egrets, everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so now Bob's wearing blue shirts and blue hats, and he's able to really get close to these fish in the surf now because you don't realize how far these fish can see. If you're up high on a high bank, you look down the bank, you see one coming at 30 yards. When you step down to catch him, he's already seen you. You know, so the deal is to step back and let him go by you and get behind him. That's the whole trick to catch him in the surf a lot of times. Let him go by or get in front of him and throw the fly, then just barely move out the way, Steve. But it's funny how these fish can see that good. You don't realize how good they can see.
They're aware of their surroundings. They're
oh, you just sent me a picture, Mickey. What was that?
Oh, that's a listener sent me a picture of those bucks off his cousin bought a ranch. And it's a low-fence ranch, and it's been well-managed for years. And well, look at the quality of those bucks.
Amazing.
That'll make your neck swell up early in the year looking at pictures like that. All right, buddy. No, well, I got to run, Cliff.
Right,
if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them a number, man.
All right, Mickey. Area code 361 949-0707. Appreciate having me on, Mickey. Thanks, man.
You got it. Always fun, Cliff. See you, man.
All right,
later.
Thanks, man.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.